Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, blood, sweat, and data. By CaliforniaTriathlon.org, they've got five great 2019 race options, including Viking Dash Trail Run LA on April 7th. By our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we set out 2,806 grants in 2018, totaling $4.3 million. Keep challenged athletes in the game alive through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. This is one of my favorite times of the year. We have all of the collegiate triathlons coming up. And coming up on Saturday, February 23rd, is Iron Bruin. That obviously is from UCLA, and joining us, Josh Archer. Josh, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. So this year, I love the fact that you guys have moved out to Santa Fe Dam. That's a great location.
Yeah, we've got a brand new course this year, a lot safer than here at UCLA campus, and the course is fast and flat, and athletes are ready.
Yeah, and now, so the, I think a lot of people, because this is part of the West Coast Collegiate Triathlon Conference, a lot of people think, well, these, it's great that you've got all the different colleges racing, but it's not for us age groupers. But it is, right? It's open for everybody.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the race is not only for collegiate athletes, but for age group athletes as well. We're going to have a few different waves going out, but all on the same course.
And so for the different colleges, and I think a lot of people maybe don't realize how developed the collegiate program is. You've got colleges from all over the state and even from Colorado coming out for your event.
That's right. Yeah, colleges in the West Coast Triathlon Conference, as well as like Colorado. I think Arizona State University is sending a few athletes out. They've got a pretty fast team. It's going to be a fast field.
So is this different than? You've got, you know, the NCAA program through triathlon. That's women, and that's specifically at specific colleges. And I think there's, what, about 20 colleges around the country. This isn't just like eight or nine people from a college. This is open to any university student at, for example, at UCLA. Anybody can be part of your tri club.
That's right. Yeah, we've got about 30 members on the UCLA triathlon team, and it's an open club sport. Anyone can join. Lots of freshmen this year who are trying out triathlon for the first time, and so far they're loving it.
What's funny is so many people think that triathlon is this, it's an aging sport. It's for folks, you know, 40, 45, 50. But I've been to Iron Bruin in the past, I've been to the Zot Tri at Irvine, Triton Man, the whole atmosphere is so festive because it's all these young folks who are loving this sport. What is it about this sport that seems to resonate for college-age kids?
Yeah, I think triathlon is more than just a single sport. Like everyone's some kind of runner. You can play basketball all day long, but I think triathlon is the most challenging one where you get to combine three different disciplines into one. People love like putting out their best grueling effort and working out really hard.
So how long have you been involved with the sport?
Only about a year and a half now.
And what got you into it?
Yeah, I grew up a swimmer, loved swimming, but UCLA did not have a swim team. So I wanted to find another group of athletes that I could train with, and nothing's better than triathlon, in my opinion. Once I got on that bike for the first time and rode in those Malibu canyons, I knew I fell in love with the sport.
You know, it's funny because we so many people come over from swimming because you spend so much time looking at a black line on the bottom of a pool, and now look how much ground you cover on a bike, and you're running trails, and you're riding up in Santa Monica Mountains, and you're swimming in the ocean. It's got to be way more fun.
That's right. Wholeheartedly agree.
So have you seen have you been on this Irwindale course, the Santa Fe Dam course?
Yeah, we've been on the course before. California Triathlon has hosted a couple events there, mainly Trick or Tri.
Yes.
That's normally in the month of October.
Right.
Yeah. So we've raced the sprint and Olympic distance there the last couple of years.
Very cool. And how many people are you expecting for the event?
We're scheduled for 250 slots. We've got 100 slots open for late registration people.
Yeah.
Only 100 spots left. Make sure that everyone gets in before the 2 days before the race as the deadline.
And where's the best website to go register?
Yeah, check out ironbruin.californiatriathlon.org, or you can search the UCLA Triathlon Facebook page or the California Triathlon Facebook page and also find the link to register there.
Very cool. And how many different colleges do you think you have will be represented at Iron Bruin this year?
We've got at least 10
wow.
different colleges coming. Yeah.
That is very fun.
All up and down the West Coast. I can't wait.
Yeah, and for our listeners who have not done a race where you've got collegiate teams there, the cool part is watching teams get together beforehand. It's almost like you're at a pep rally. People are cheering and jumping up and down. It's a totally different atmosphere than your typical triathlon. Do you notice that when you go to just a regular triathlon and then you go to a collegiate one, how different it is?
Definitely. Yeah, I've been to a couple of Ironman events and some age group races. And the collegiate triathlons kind of remind me of high school swim meets, you know.
Totally.
You've got your pack of 30. They're all crowded around, huddled, singing their school song.
Yep.
It's a really thrilling experience.
Really, really fun. Very cool. And so for our listeners, again, this is part of the West Coast Collegiate Triathlon Conference, but you do not need to be a college student to come participate. This is for everybody. Irwindale Santa Fe Dam, a great course. It's a beautiful bike path right there at the dam. And it's funny because you drive around and it's really industrial. Then all of a sudden there's this bastion of sanity with this beautiful park out in sort of the middle of nowhere. But it's really, really a totally blocked off course, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Closed course, really safe.
Love it. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for taking time. And toss out the website one more time for people.
Yeah, ironbruin.californiatriathlon.org. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, Josh Archer has been our guest. Hold on, everybody. We will be right back.